Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence out our evening sharing.
奉主耶稣圣名开始，我们今天晚上继续 读经.
We continue to study the book of 2 Timothy.
我们继续来查考提摩太后书.
What kind of servants God makes?
神需要的工人是什么样的人呢?
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1.
我们来看一下提摩太后书的第一章.
2 Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章.
Verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind.
提摩太后书一章七节, 因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心, 乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
So this is the four characteristics of the servant of God.
所以这里提到了四样做神的工人所应该拥有的美德。
Because the spirit that God has given us,
因为神的, 灵降在我们身上,
it's not a spirit of fear,
给我们的不是一个, 胆怯的心,
but rather a spirit of power,
但是是, 刚强,
and of love and of sound mind,
仁爱谨守的心.
So if we continue to serve God with this kind of four characteristics, then for sure we'll reach our way to the heavenly kingdom.
所以当我们在服侍神的时候, 如果我们一直都把这四样东西记在心里的话, 我们就能做好神的工.
But of course, not every servant of God start with no fear at all.
但并不是所有的工人开始来做神的工的时候, 就一点都不胆怯.
It's like for me, when I first came, you know, that when I want to serve God,
我记得当我开始想要来, 献身来侍奉神的时候,
there's many weaknesses I need to overcome.
我的身上也有很多, 软弱我需要克服的。
Because I know if I don't overcome these weaknesses, I cannot serve the true and living God.
因为我知道如果我不能克服我身上这些软弱的话, 我就不能真正的来侍奉神。
And this was my fear.
而这就是我, 胆怯的地方。
Because sometimes I feel that if I cannot overcome my weaknesses, then when I serve God, maybe I will be disqualified.
因为我会害怕说如果我 不能克服我这些的 软弱的话, 当我在侍奉神的时候, 我并不够资格来侍奉神。
Then for these last several years,
但是在过去的几年,
I pray might just think to myself,
我常常会 思考,
actually my weakness always going to be with me,
我身上的软弱 是会跟随我的。
But I will try my best with the power of God to overcome it.
但是我要靠神的力量来克服这些软弱。
If someday I lose this battle, and I lose the battle,
如果有一天我被这些软弱所克服的话, 那我就, 打输了这一场战争。
I just want to make sure of myself on the end, I must win the whole war.
但是我要确定的是, 一直走到最后, 我是要, 得胜, 我要得胜这个世界。
Because quite often I pray for my weaknesses.
很多时候我会在祷告中来, 为我的这些软弱来向神祈祷。
And the seed is never going to go away.
这些东西不会, 马上就不见。
So instead of trying to get rid of it, I just need to suppress it and overcome it.
所以并不是要神把这些软弱, 一夜间就让它变不见, 而是要靠神的力量来克服这些软弱。
So because of this, I feel I don't need to fear anymore.
当我靠神的力量的时候, 我就觉得我不需要再害怕。
God knows that we live in the flesh.
因为神知道我们带着肉体。
Yes, and sometimes we can be weak.
所以我们带着肉体所带给我们的软弱。
Because the Bible even mentioned, even the righteous person can fall 7 times.
在, 圣经上面也提到说, 就算是义人也可以, 失败。
But make sure that fall is not so high you can't get up again.
但是我们要确定的就是我们跌倒不是一直跌下去, 而是, 有爬起来的时候。 但是我知道一件事情,
if I'm filled with the Spirit of God always,
如果我常常有神的灵跟我同在,
even going against my weaknesses, I will not fear.
就算我有我的软弱, 我也不要害怕。
Because I know God will give me the power to overcome everything that I'm going through.
因为我知道神的力量可以帮助我克服这些软弱。
So that's why, just like Peter,
就像彼得,
before he received the Spirit of God,
当他, 得到神的灵之前,
even though he was, you know, confident in his flesh,
虽然他靠着肉体, 他是一个很有, 勇气的人。
Just like he told Jesus, yes, even though many people go away from you, but I will die for you.
就像他可以很, 自夸地跟耶稣说, 就算所有的人都离你远去, 我一定会跟随着你。
But on the end, he denied Jesus 3 times.
但是我们知道后来他却, 否定了耶稣 3次。
And it's understandable.
这不是可以忍受的事情。
Because he did not have the Spirit of God.
因为当时他还没有神的灵灌照在他身上。
But what happened after he was filled with the Spirit of God?
但是当他得到神的灵之后，发生了什么事呢？
Let's go to the Book of Acts.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》。
We can see that his attitude is so different.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》，我们就可以看到彼得他的态度变了。
Acts chapter 2.
我们来看一下《使徒行传》的第二章。
Verse 14.
第十四节
Verse 14.
十四节
But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words.
在使徒行传二章十四节，彼得和十一个门徒，十一个使徒站起高声说，犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷的人呐，这件事你们当知道，也当侧耳听我的话。
We know this is a different Peter.
我们知道在这里彼得已经变成另外一个彼得了。
Because after he received the Spirit of God,
因为当他得到神的灵之后，
he spoke with boldness.
他就放胆来讲神的话。
And he told the people,
他站起来高声地对着这些人讲，不要说我们是醉了，
but rather we are filled with the Spirit of God.
但是我们是受到神的圣灵浇灌。
And then he told them they must heed his words.
所以他叫他们说你一定要来侧耳听我的话。
So because of this, he speaks with such a powerful sermon.
所以在这里我们可以看到他用他讲了一个非常有力量的讲道。
That's why in verse 37.
我们看一下37节。
Chapter 2 verse 37.
第二章的37节。
Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart.
这里提到说众人听见他讲的话就觉得扎心。
If Peter did not have the boldness to preach, for sure the people cannot be cut.
如果彼得他不是放胆来传讲神的道的话，众人就不会觉得扎心。
But because he was filled with the Spirit of God.
但是我们知道彼得这里得到了神的圣灵。
And then people were cut to the heart.
所以他讲的话众人听了就会觉得扎心。
And what did Peter say to them?
而彼得对他们说什么呢？
He said, Men and brethren, he said, because they asked, What shall we do?
这些人就问说我们要做什么呢？
Peter turned right straight before them.
彼得就跟他们说
He said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized for remission of your sin.
在38节这里彼得说你们个人要悔改奉耶稣基督的名受洗叫你们的罪得赦。
And they must be baptized in the name of Jesus.
你们要奉耶稣基督的名受洗。
And this same Jesus is the one that the people crucified.
而这个耶稣基督就是他们才把他钉死在十字架上的。
You can see Peter how bold he was.
我们可以看到在这里彼得要讲这一番话他是需要很大的勇气。
Actually, to the book of Acts is like this.
我们仔细地看使徒行传 有各式各样这样的例子。
Just like when he healed the lame man. Just like when he healed the lame man.
就像他在治疗瘸腿的人的时候。
Because this lame man been lame of over 40 years.
这个瘸腿的人他已经瘸了40年了。
Because he's filled with the Spirit of God.
但是彼得他受了神的灵的充满。
Because him and John were on the way to pray in the temple.
彼得和约翰他们是正要到圣殿里面去祷告。
So all he said in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk to the lame man.
但是他很勇敢的对这个瘸腿的人说，奉主耶稣圣名，你起来要走行走。
And this is the boldness they have.
这就是他们所表现出来的大胆和勇气。
Because quite often they pray for the boldness.
因为当他们在祷告的时候他们求神给他们力量给他们胆量
So that's why I read Acts chapter 4 verse 13
我们来看一下使徒行传的第四章
Acts chapter 4 verse 13
第十三节
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus
十三节他们见到彼得约翰的胆量又看出他们原是没有学问的小民就稀奇证明他们是跟过耶稣的
So we know the strength is not come from Peter himself.
所以我们在这里可以看到彼得他的胆量并不是来自他自己。
But the strength came from Jesus and the Spirit of God.
但是他的胆量是来自耶稣和耶稣所赐的圣灵。
That's why when we read in chapter 4 verse 31 in the book of Acts.
所以我们看同一章的31节。
And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
四章三十一节，使徒行传四章三十一节说，祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就对被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
This is the servant of God.
这就是做神的工人。
Fear, to be bold, to have no fear, is part of the servant, a characteristic of a servant of God.
他们放胆，他们一点都不胆怯的来谈论神的道。
But if we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
但是如果我们不是被圣灵充满
，and then everything comes upon us.
那我们就会被很多事情所影响。
We'd be so scared.
我们就会开始想很多事情，然后害怕。
Because Satan is the one they want to make us scared or afraid.
因为撒旦随时在旁边，让我们有胆怯。
So we must be careful and be watchful.
所以我们要随时警惕自己。
But we know the spirit inside of us is the spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道我们得的圣灵是耶稣的灵。
And we know that His spirit is very powerful.
我们知道耶稣的灵是非常有力量的。
And we know we also have the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也知道我们从我们有耶稣基督的真理。
So that's why when we continue to serve the true and living God.
所以我们在侍奉真神的时候
Because when we fear, this is the indication of a lack of faith. When we fear, this is the indication that we lack of faith.
当我们在侍奉的时候如果我们胆怯很多时候是代表我们的信心不够
Of course, when we do not fear, this means we are confident with ourselves, but rather, we are confident by the Spirit of God.
我们的胆量并不是来自我们对自己的信心而是对神的信心
And there's one way really to cast out this fear.
要想办法把这个胆怯的心给移走，只有一个方法。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
我们来看一下约翰一书。
1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书的第四章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 18.
约翰一书的第四章十八节。
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love.
约翰一书四章十八节，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
And I think this is very true.
我想这是一个很正确的
一段话。Because when we are not filled with the love of our Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们不是被神的爱所充满
，when we do things maybe we think it's not going to be right, and then we become very fearful.
所以当我们在做很多事情的时候，我们会觉得我们是不是做错了，我们就会开始胆怯。
But if we fill with the love of Jesus Christ,
但是如果我们是受神的爱所充满
，and whatever we do, because we do it because of love, then we have no fear to do it.
我们做的每一件事情都是出于爱心，那我们就不会有惧怕了。
So just like a relationship between wife and husband.
就像一对夫妻的之间的感情一样。
We should be able to tell one another very straightforward about, you know, our weaknesses and our strength.
我们应该会很坦白的对我们的另一半讲我们自己的缺点。
If something goes wrong, we should be able to share with one another.
如果有任何事情不对劲，我们会很大胆的跟对方来分享。
But if we are afraid to tell one another our weaknesses, and then of course it's not, we have not made been perfect in love.
如果他们两个彼此之间没有办法这么公开的来谈他们的缺点的话，就代表说他们的爱还不够完全。
So the same thing in a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是同样的情况，我们跟神之间的关系。
Yes, maybe many of us we are not bold from the beginning.
也许我们一开始的时候，我们还是会胆怯。
But after receiving the Spirit of God,
但是当我们得到神的圣灵
，we should be bold.
我们就应该要刚强，要
Because we have God inside of us.
因为我们有神在我们里面。
And also the second one is that a servant of God should be very powerful.
第二个提到的神的工人他身上所带有的是刚强
Of course, the Spirit of God is inside of us.
因为有神的灵在我们身上
So any servant of God, we should not be a weak servant, but rather be a strong servant.
所以做神的工人我们不是一个弱的工人我们是一个很刚强的工人
But of course, not every one of us start with, you know, with power or with strength.
但很多时候我们刚开始做神的工的时候我们并不会马上是一个很刚强的工人很多时候是要靠很多年的祈祷我们才有办法得到这样的恩赐因为如果我们没有力量的话我们就没有办法侍奉神
你可以看到before the apostle received the Holy Spirit
我们可以看到在圣经里面记载在使徒他们领受到圣灵之前
Jesus had to tell them they must stay in Jerusalem.
耶稣跟他们讲说他们要留在耶路撒冷
Only after they receive the Holy Spirit.
他们留在耶路撒冷要来领受神的圣灵
Then they can go out and bear witness to Jesus, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
当他们得到圣灵之后他们就可以出去传讲福音
Because our Lord Jesus Christ knows when they receive His Spirit, they will receive power.
因为耶稣基督知道当他们得到圣灵他们才会得到力量
and only then when they go out and preach they will not fear
当他们得到力量了 他们才有办法不胆怯有力量的出去传道
because indirectly they are going against Satan
因为当他们出去传道的时候他们就是在跟撒旦在打仗
so just like for us
同样情况在我们身上
do not think when we go out there and serve God even do the littlest thing for God we, Satan would contend against us.
当我们在侍奉神的时候，即使我们是在做最小的一件神的圣工，撒旦都随时在旁边等着攻击我们。
So we cannot take it very lightly.
我们不应该把这件事情看得那么轻松。
Just like, you know, in Hawaii, suppose it's like paradise on earth.
就像夏威夷是很多人嘴里的觉得是天堂的地方。
And of course, you know, one of the ministers who goes there, sometimes we ask him to go to the beach.
有些传道他们去夏威夷的时候，大家会邀请他去海边走一走。
And we always say, oh, it's too much evil out there, right?
有的时候传道会说，在海边有太多罪恶的事情，不想去。
Sometimes we think that is very funny, right?
也许我们听到这样子的话，觉得有点蛮有趣。
But if you think about this,
但我们仔细的想一想。
This is the way to be very watchful.
有世界上有很多事情我们要特别警醒。
Because it's true when you go to the beach in Hawaii, everybody walk around half naked.
因为你在夏威夷的时候，很多时候你在海边走的时候，人穿的很少。
And this minister is older, right? I'm a young man, right?
有一些传道因为还很年轻。
So for me, I really try to stay away from the beach.
所以很多时候我去的时候，真的尽量不要到海边去走。
Not because I don't think that I'm, you know, of course, the spirit of God inside of us is always going to be strong.
当然我们都有神的灵跟着我们。
But at the same time, we ourselves must know our weaknesses.
但同样我们也要认清我们的软弱。
And for me, when I go to Hawaii, I don't think I even go to the beach once, right? I don't go to the beach and just go to the beach, right? And have fun, no.
所以很多时候我去夏威夷的时候，我不会说专门去海边，只是为了走一走。
Because I remember one time two ministers walking on the beach.
我记得有一次有两个传道他们去夏威夷，然后他们走在海边。
I think some prostitute came over and asked him if they want his her services.
然后就有应招女经过，然后问他们说要不要需不需要他们的服务。
Of course, things like this happen everywhere.
当然这种事情在各个地方都会发生。
That's why for me, I don't go to beach, so I try to take golf, I try to play golf.
所以很多时候我到夏威夷我都尽量不要靠近海边，所以我专门去打高尔夫球。
Because playing golf is much safer than going to the beach.
因为对我来讲去打高尔夫球安全得多。
Because most golf players are men.
因为去高尔夫球场大部分看到的都是男生。
And usually, you know, golf players don't need to be good looking too, right? Even women out there, they're a little chubby and stuff too, right?
因为很多时候在高尔夫球场上面，就算看到女生，她们也是比较强壮的那一种。
But even then, we must be very careful.
所以即使是这样，我们还是要随时谨慎小心。
I was playing this time when I went there.
我记得我这次去的时候，我有去打。
I usually just go by myself and I walk the course to get some exercise.
因为我常常把它当作一种运动。
But they put me with three Japanese ladies.
所以可是我这次去的时候，因为我只有一个人去那边，然后另外三个人他们帮我搭配的是三个日本女生。
One of the ladies she keeps like flirting with me, but she can't speak English.
有一个其中有一个女生，她就很喜欢跟我调情。
There's only one of them can speak English, so she keeps translating for me.
然后可是她的英文不是很好，所以她都靠另外一个人帮她翻译。
So one time after we play golf,
然后我们打了一场球之后
，She said, "Oh, can you give your number to my friend?"
她就问我说，你可不可以把你的电话给我
？And I said, "Ain't she married already, right?"
我就问她说，她不是已经已婚了吗
？Like, no, she's not married. She is single.
然后他的朋友就说他其实是还没有结婚。
Then of course I just say, oh, goodbye, I see you later, I just walk away, right?
然后我就跟他讲说，我们以后再见吧，然后我就跑掉了。
So that's why for us, yes, even though we can think we are serving God, we are strong.
所以很多时候我们认为我们做神的工人，我们已经很刚强了。
Of course, you know, for me, I mean, it's bad to say this, but as an example, for example, when I go to Africa.
但是有的时候我们还是有软弱，像我要去非洲的时候。
Because for me, I'm not really attracted to African, you know, African women, right? I'm not attracted to that.
因为对我来讲，非洲的女生不是那么有吸引力。
And then people always make such a big deal. When you go there, you must be careful, right? Because you know, do not commit adultery, this and that, right?
我每次去之前就会有很多人来跟我讲话，叫我提醒我，叫我小心，说不要在那边犯任何罪。
And I remember the first time I went and said, "How can you commit adultery over here?" Right?
但是我记得我第一次去的时候，我就想说，你怎么可能会在这种环境下面犯什么罪呢
？I'm telling you, after 3-4 weeks, everybody look good to you. Right?
但
It's weird, but that's how it is.、Right?
但很多时候在那里待了一阵子之后，你就会越看越顺眼。
Then I realized, oh, I cannot be so confident.、Right?
所以我就跟自己讲说，我不要对自己这么有信心。
Because when Satan wanted to use a person,
因为当撒旦他想要来 来利用你的时候。
And he will make this person to be so desirable by you.
因为撒旦有办法，他利用另外一个人看在你的面前看起来非常非常的得你的欢心。
So what I'm saying, you know, it's good for us to be weak in the flesh.
所以很多时候我们要面对我们肉体上面软弱。
Don't think that we can overcome certain things that we, you know, we know that we can overcome it.
不要对自己太有信心，觉得靠自己的力量可以来克服这些肉体上面软弱。
But be strong in our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是要靠神的力量来坚强。
Because through His Spirit, He gives us the power to overcome every weaknesses that we have.
因为神借着灵，他让我们有力量，可以来抵抗这些所有的邪恶的力量。
But at the same time, don't fall for our own self-confidence.
但是也不要因为自己过度的自信来跌倒。
Because Satan even make things that it maybe is not so desirable now, but he will make it be so desirable for you.
因为撒旦他用各式各样的诡计，让一些你看起来不是很吸引人的东西变得很吸引人。
So and another one is a servant of God must be full of love.
在下一个条件就是做神的工人，要是做一个仁爱的工人。
But for us to be strong, for us to be powerful, we know there's no secret to it.
我们知道要我们做一个刚强有仁爱的人。
We can be strong in the word of God.
我们唯一的方法就是靠神的真理来做。
We can be strong in the spirit of God.
我们只能靠神的圣灵来刚强。
If we are strong in these two things, for sure, no one can overcome us, including Satan.
我们如果靠神的灵，靠神的话语的话，我们就可以抵挡任何的事情，包括撒旦。
But the servant of God also must be full of love.
同时我们作为神的工人，我们也要具备爱心。
Because if we think about, you know, the servant of God, we must be fearless.
因为做神的工人，我们要没有胆怯的心。
We must be powerful.
我们要刚强。
But at the same time, we must be full of love.
但同时我们要充满着爱。
This seems like it's contrary to the first two characteristics we have spoken about.
充满爱好像跟前面说不要胆怯和刚强是不同的是相反的事情。
But if we are fearless,
但是如果我们是没有胆怯的心
power,
如果我们是刚强的
and then we have no love,
而我们却没有一个爱人的心
then all the first two characteristics actually would not work to benefit us.
那我们就算是不胆怯就算是刚强对我们都一点好处都没有。
Because only love can bind the first two characteristics to make itA wonderful servitude toward God.
因为只有有爱心才能让这两样东西可以在我们的事工上面有帮助。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 20.
我们来看一下马太福音的第二十章。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 24.
我们来看一下马太福音二十章二十四节。
Matthew 20:24.
我们来看一下马太福音二十章二十四节。
And when the ten heard it, they were greatly displeased with the two brothers.
那十个门徒听见就恼怒他们弟兄两人。
In other words, why they were displeased with these two brothers who asked Jesus to sit on the right and to sit on the left?
为什么这十个门徒会不喜欢，会恼怒他们兄弟呢？因为他们兄弟有母亲来要求说要坐在一个坐在神的坐在耶稣的右边，一个坐在他的左边。
Because during the time they had lack of love for one another.
因为当时门徒他们彼此之间的爱心不够。
That's why even James and John, right? They call the sons of thunder.
所以雅各和约翰当时是有一个名号叫做雷子。
But we know that toward the end of their servitude toward God.
但是我们知道，当他们在后期他们侍奉的时候
，We know John became the disciple of love.
我们知道约翰他是一个富有爱心的使徒。
And we can see.Paul even before, right? He persecuted the Christian.
我们知道保罗他之前是一个压迫基督徒的人。
Of course, he thought he had love for you know for God.
当然，当时他认为他是一个很有热心，然后是爱神的人。
But in reality, actually, he had no love.
但是其实他是一个没有爱心的人。
But on the end, we can see when he came to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们知道。最后保罗是一个富有爱心的富有爱心的使徒。
His love was very pure.
他的爱是非常的纯洁的。
That's why a lot of members love him.
所以很多的信徒都很爱他。
When he was leaving the church in Ephesus.
当他离开教会离开以弗所教会的时候
Many people crying for him.
很多当地的信徒都会为他痛哭
Because they know that this is the last time they're going to see him.
因为他们知道很可能是他们最后一次看到保罗
Because he proclaimed that he had given his best to AB members.
他说他已经把他能最好的能奉献的他都交给了这些信徒
This is a sign of love.
这就是真正的爱心
But how do God really make a servant that is so loving?
神用什么方法能让他的工人是爱心的工人呢
？Because Christ Himself showed how much He loves us.
因为耶稣他自己做了榜样。
Just like when He washed the disciples' feet.
就像他帮使门徒洗脚。
Even though He is God Himself.
虽然他是神。
But he humbled himself to be a servant to wash the disciples' feet.
但是他却谦卑自己来洗这些门徒的脚。
So that's why he said, if I'm your master and your Lord have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
所以他跟门徒说，我是你们的主，我尚且洗你们的脚，你们也要互相洗脚。
So that's why sometimes we may not feel the love of God.
所以有的时候，也许我们没有被神的爱所充满。
And it's very difficult for us to love one another.
这种情况我们就很难互相相爱。
When we are filled with the love of Jesus Christ,
但是当我们用被耶稣的爱所充满的时候
，we can't help but to love one another.
我们就不得不互相彼此相爱。
Because Jesus, God is the source of love.
因为神就是爱。
And God is love Himself.
神本身就是爱。
So if we fill with Him, of course, we no matter what we do, we're gonna do it with love.
因为神是爱所以当我们被他的灵手充满的时候我们一定会做出爱的行为所以当我们在读提摩太后书的时候
God did not give us the spirit of fear,
神给我们的不是一个胆怯的心
but of spirit of power,
而是一个刚强
the spirit of love,
仁爱
and the spirit of sound mind.
谨守的心
of course, sound mind, we can talk a little bit about it.
我们可以来谈一下谨守
This means everything that we think of course, if we have the mind of Christ our mind will be sound
我们当我们想任何事情的时候，我们都是用神的心来想的话，我们就是一个谨守的心。
So what kind of servant God want to make?
神的工人需要是什么样子的呢
？A fearless servant.
是一个不胆怯的。
A powerful servant.
是一个刚强的。
A loving servant.
一个仁爱。
So if we have this kind of characteristic, for sure we'll be able to continue to serve God the rest of our life.
所以如果我们拥有这些的美德的话，我们就是一个好的神的工人。
So I know that many of you are tired.
我知道我们现在大家都很累了。
So maybe we can be a little bit more interactive. Do you have any comment, any question at all on this, on 2 Timothy?
所以我想来问大家一下，对提摩太后书有没有什么样的想法或有什么心得
？The first two topics we talk about.
我们刚刚已经讲过三节课，讲了两样东西，所以我们可以稍微就这两样东西来做一下分享。
That is serving God with a pure conscience.
第一个就是用 无愧的良心来服侍神
What kind of servant God makes?
第二个就是谈到神的工人要具备什么样的美德 有没有什么想法
Or you guys just need a break?
还是你们只是想要休息
Maybe we take a break and then afterward if we want to have any questions, any comment, we can do it Let's bow and pray silence
我们一起低头默祷休息
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take a break until 8 and then we'll come back to resume.